You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Not remember any, like, I'm here.
It's Patty Brand.
Welcome to Axe to Grind, the hardcore podcast. I'm Patrick.
I'm Bob.
I'm Tom.
You hear how my voice is a little different, fellas?
Yeah, what's going on?
I've been putting in that work.
He played three shows this week.
Been out here that hard labor I'm doing.
Really yelling like an idiot for 40 minutes. It's really,
you know,
tough.
Tom, I don't know if you're as victim to this as I am. If the monitors are not loud enough, I just let it ride and
I just belt. Yeah. And then I go, that sucked.
Bad. Yeah. It's bad.
but there's a very fine line. Cause I'm like, I don't need that much of me. I don't want to know what I sound like. I just want to make sure I'm not like killing myself.
Yeah. Too much of yourself is.
You go, this is what people like.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It becomes self-conscious.
People into this shit.
Terrible.
Yeah. Like, I sound like a fucking banshee. What is happening? Those shows did look pretty great though.
Shout out to Japan and shout out to New Zealand and shout out to Australia. All of them were very, very good to Drug Church and appreciate everybody. It was, just super fun. You know what I mean?
You missed Fiddlehead by like a week.
I know. Listen, everybody that's said, hey, why didn't you just tour with them? Look, in principle, that's possible, but you're already asking a high ticket for these shows.
That's far.
To make sense, it's just difficult to make sense of everybody. Also, poor planning on our part, because had I known ahead of time, hey, we would like to go to Australia at exactly this time, I would have talked to Fiddlehead and said, is there anything we can figure out? Maybe we could have, maybe we couldn't. But it's tough when you're going to these places to make it make sense for promoters. That's all.
Yeah, it just seems like there was a lot of bands going through that.
There is.
General area. Like you guys, them, Drain, somebody else. I forget who else that I saw. I was like, wow, that's a lot. I don't know if it drains, like, no pun intended, on people's resources. Because I know like certain places like in Europe when we were on tour and stuff would be like, ah, yeah, you know, like fucking 10-Yard Fight came through a week ago. So like people chose to go to that or, you know, didn't go to that kind of like, so people had to make decisions. I don't know if like a lot of these folks, like a lot of these places don't have to make that decision. Like, you know, in, like if New York, if it's like, oh, it would have been better, but so-and-so played last week. Like that's not really a thing.
So the median income in Indonesia is just under $10,000 a year. So I would assume in Indonesia, people have got to make hard decisions about,
yeah. You know,
do I see drug, can I see Drug Church this week at Fiddlehead next week? Guess what? I like X better. You know what I mean? So it's going to be one or the other. And obviously that applies everywhere, but certainly there's places where, those decisions I think are just, eminent. So, yeah, it can be like, for example, we almost didn't do Japan because Fiddlehead was coming in such close proximity to when we were going, and they kind of got dibs, you know what I mean? They put it together first, so we almost didn't go for that reason, but worked out great. Shows were great. Thank you to everybody, but yeah, my voice is a little cashed today.
How's home treating you?
You know, isn't home nice?
It's nice. You know,
I get on my bandmates. I think we've talked about this. I find it very irritating when people are, you know, 500 miles from home and they want to get home really badly. I think it's annoying. It's like bad for morale. But who gives a shit about your stupid fucking home? Your bed is shit. Your life is shit. Who cares? But
that's some 2009 Patrick talking right there.
Well, I for a lot of people,
maybe even 2017 Patrick.
For a lot of people, I just think, Like, what are we talking about? The comforts of home. This hotel is better, right? For a lot of people. But it is nice to be home among family, of course. And I'm happy to be home, but I am not necessarily, as much as I'm happy to spend this time with my family, we've got more months off than we've had off in 2 years. And that's, I'm not sure how I feel about that. It's, some people could be excited for it, but for me, you know, like it is
less breakfast potatoes for Patty.
Well, it's a thing. I mean, like, not to be crass about music, but it is one of my jobs. And to be told, hey, you're out of work for 4 months. Some people might like that. I don't like that.
Busy.
I'll be busy
writing records and making hits for, you know.
I'll be busy with other shit for sure, but I don't know. It's just, you know, I guess
your first job should probably get good internet.
Well, listen, not possible.
All right, Starscream.
Not possible in this country. I'm sorry to tell you.
Yeah, we need it. We're gonna import you good internet and a dryer for your clothing.
No such thing as a good dryer here either.
It's crazy. They have cars, right? Like, don't you think you could just do a dryer's, like, if you have a washing, it's like a country that only has jelly but no peanut butter. Like, what are we talking about?
Well, so
I mean, Europe doesn't have ice.
Yeah, exactly. And I
they was have wondering. It. They just like to hide it. It's
from away. The Americans. They make fun of us for liking water with no bubbles and cold water.
Well, I was dressed down on this issue, this dryer issue last night, where it was explained to me that it's because they care about the environment here. And
they do.
Yep. You know, that's
sure.
That's lit. Good for you. You're strip mining the country, so I don't want to hear that bullshit. But
right, okay. My clothes smell like fucking mold now because I had to dry them out of fucking.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. Bring the mining down by 8%. And let us have dryers.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, God. Can you do that ska punk band? Because Let Us Have Dryers is such a good title.
I might have found some people. I was having some conversations last night about my ska punk Perth band.
And, like, local? Like, to Perth?
Yeah. So I've got a dream of doing a very pub-playing local Perth band that just plays.
I hate every word that you just said.
What a noble dream. Grandstanding.
I just want to fucking be in a band that plays fucking Come On Eileen.
No, not like that.
Twice a night.
A little extra like skank part in there. And
yeah.
We hit the pub.
They've got this pub rock tradition where they like there's venues that are basically like their whiskey. You know what I mean? Like, for people that don't understand the reference, it's an LA venue that, like, it, to most people's eye, is a relic. You know. Like, so they've got places that are like their whiskey, but it's not for hair metal or glam or anything. It's for pub rock. And there's people that are living in a pub rock past here. And because I'm an immigrant, to me, it's still totally fascinating. And I'd love to live in a pub rock past.
You want to be fucking Chumbawamba so bad.
I want to, you know what? I listened to this Australian crawl song all day. And you guys would both love this song. And when you hear it, you go, oh, yeah. I can't hear Patrick doing this because he can't sing worth a damn. But what a great thing for somebody to do. And that's what I'd love to do it. And I'd love to do it here. Get on the radio for 10 seconds. Then, you know, have internal problems in the band, break up. Somebody gets pregnant, whatever. But that's my dream.
He has a dream, folks. Let's make it come true. Closed Casket Activities. We're making this quick. CloseCasketActivities.com. Go get that End the Sin of Human Frailty LP. It's brand new. A bunch are sold out. You want a first press, you got to act right now.
Immediately.
CloseCasketActivities.com. To Live a Lie, tolivealie.com/store. Click through. It's fun. Yo, there's still people sleeping on the Spy Satisfaction LP. Came out on Triple B, I believe. The To Live a Lie has an exclusive out of 250. You can still get one. It is a very, very good hardcore record that it's one of those fast hardcore records that I think appeals to a lot of people. It's yep. awesome. So get that. You just need that. Get that. Tolivealie.com. Runforcoverrecords.com. Maybe you guys heard about this. Fiddlehead. Death is nothing to us. Ooh. Do you know my fraternity? Ooh. Shaquille O'Neal, if he liked a hardcore or hardcore adjacent record, it would be Fiddlehead, Death is Nothing to Us.
I really liked his record. Mm. Ooh. I played it in my DJ set.
ConvulseRecords.com. Hot take. Not even hot take. Convulse has put out two of the biggest, most popular LPs of this year. Mm. In the Gel Only Constant LP and the MS Paint Post American LP.
Yep.
And
Denver is popping.
Bless up. They got a lot. Shout out to Mindforce going out there in December. I think I want to go. Just go pick up everything. Oh, yeah. See, Tom, you know my scheme. Here we go. I might try to set it up to do a basketball game and a football game and a show. What about that?
Wow.
I did a baseball show basketball game
last night. Is the NBA, they must have their schedule out, right?
Oh, yeah. It just came out the other day. I got to check. I got to look.
A little Jokic, a little Russell Wilson.
I hate Russell Wilson.
And a little Jay in the middle.
Wow. Little Jay. Jay Pita. So go to ConvulseRecords.com. Make sure you have that Gel LP. Make sure you have that MS Paint LP, which is sold out right now. But the secret best 7-inch of the year, the Alienator World of Hate 7-inch, sold out. It is great. Go find these things. ConvulseRecords.com. Shout out to all the sponsors. We love them. Keeping it a little tight today because we're bulking. Guys, we're building our podcast muscles by recording multiple episodes in a row. It's been a while since we did this. Patrick is raw-throating the world, so we're just trying to get right through it. How you guys doing? How you guys feeling?
Strong.
Wow. I'm good. How are you doing, Bob?
I'm good. In news of my world, am finally fully moved into my new house, which is
all cool. Right.
That's cool.
Good for you.
Barely have any furniture in there because the people who are helping us sell our house were like, "Well, we like your furniture, so you should leave it. The house will show better."
Right. Like I'm sitting on a folding chair.
Yeah. It's sparse. We'll say that. We're currently using a children's table that is painted with dinosaurs all over it as our main dining utility. So
I mean, I say you leave it.
Yeah. Well, the option was, shout out to these companies, staging companies, to stage the house. It was going to be like $3,500.
Jeez.
Yeah, and I think that's for a specific duration of time, not like, oh, you can just leave the stuff there forever. You know, that's a racket, man.
Right? Oh, yeah. Like, they make it look like you live in the Hollywood Hills.
Right.
So it's probably worth what you pay for. But
it probably is, but we said, you know what? You like our furniture enough? Fine. We will leave it and spend that $3,500 on, you know, furniture for our house that we're moving into. So, shout out to everybody who's moved. Shout out to people who are moving. It is a process.
It sucks.
So if, not to blow secrets, but Tom, we haven't talked. Congrats. You are excited for your
new I am moving. Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. So
very, very excited.
And Patrick, you're looking at land. Is this correct?
My girlfriend and I kind of, which she informed me partner is better. I don't like partner. But
I like this. I like this evolution.
Well, I don't like that term. To me, it's like it just leads to some gender confusion when I'm talking to people. You know what I mean? Like it's like under informative. Like partner.
You don't care about that? Who cares?
Well, yeah, let people fucking guess. Who gives a shit? Well, Bob, you are out of luck. The Denver Broncos are in Detroit on the 17th. But
what about
Denver, Oklahoma City.
Ooh, that's a good one. I get to see some. Shout out to my dude, Adam. Let's go. Let's go to a Nuggets Thunder
game. The 16th. It's there. The Mindforce shows are Friday.
Yeah, that's good. Where is Denver? Are the Broncos at home the week before? Like, do I just go camp out in Mile High?
Oh shit! Let me see. Hold on. Week 14 in the NFL.
Are we going to address you guys pretending to be woke?
No. Who cares? It's not about being woke.
Of course, who cares? Except it's underinformative. It's not helpful. It's like,
who needs to inform who? Who gives a shit? No, Denver's in. They're playing the Chargers. Chargers in San Diego or in LA now?
LA. They play at SoFi. So.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. No, there'll be 70% Broncos fans at that game in LA. PK, so this is the thing with partner. There is some underinformative nature to it.
Forget that. I'll go further. It's intentionally obscuring.
Do you remember
robs me of a critical fact that I might need to have a conversation.
That can be revealed or not. It doesn't totally matter. And it's privacy of your life,
But that's not why people say it.
Oh, well, who cares what people say?
People bail for just being obnoxious.
People do lots of obnoxious shit all the time.
Oh my God, I know this, but you guys are defending this one because you think it sounds like we're doing a good thing for people here.
No, I don't give a shit. No, you know what I hear? I hear your partner, your significant other, I hear her saying this is better. And your dumbass wanting to fight about – who cares? There's better horses to battle on, brother.
I mean, she's going to be my fiancé soon in no small part. So I can say fiancé or I can say wife versus partner is just
– That's the only reason. You're like, I'm going to buy a ring so I don't have to
– No. It's just – but it's – it honestly makes me want to expedite the conversation.
We're going to start a list called Patrick's Hills to die on in this
Let me just say this. No matter what you two fucking like aging wokesters have to say about this conversation where you're pretending that this is not a real thing, no matter what you say, when you said partner up until maybe 5 years ago, this was a conversation where you're talking to a lesbian without question. That's what that was. That everybody knows that's how lesbians referred to each other. That's my partner. Yes. And now
I'm gonna let Pat hang himself here.
Saying it. All of our lesbian listeners are gonna hit us and say yes. That has been a sea change.
What about howdy partner?
Listen, you can actually Google.
Was that about lesbians?
Hold on, you can Google this and you can find.
Did you just finish with Eric and you don't realize that this is another podcast?
Well, I just had to listen to you guys be like, partner is normal. Everybody says partner. No.
If your girl says to do that, you just do it.
Just shut the fuck up and do it.
We're past that part of the conversation. We're having.
Because apparently you don't understand this part. This is the easy part. The woke part being. Yo, dumbass, just do what she says. If she says that's the thing, you do that.
Yeah, listen.
It's the same thing if you told me, hey, I want to be called Charlie from now on. I'd go, all right, Chuck, cool, let's go. Come on, let's keep it moving.
If I wanted to be called partner from now on, I bet you.
Yeah, you want to be called partner? Hey, we'll refer to you as our podcast partner.
So my point is that you can look this up. Lesbians will sit there and go, yeah, it's weird that everybody's become a partner.
Because we're misappropriating that
was language that was reserved for that section of people. Now, you're absolutely right. Who cares? In the same way, who cares about the heat death of the universe or literally anything else? Who cares? However, if we're having a conversation, I just got to point out that partner is not very helpful in a conversation. That's all.
Did you have a hot one with your partner about this or what?
Not at all.
Your girlfriend must have really given you a hard time, huh?
I'm just telling
you. Your old ball and chain, that lady must have really given it to you.
Listen, there's nothing more annoying than old white guys going, saying like, yeah, I mean.
You're older than Bob, you fuck.
By a lot.
But you'll notice that I don't play this game. I'm willing to sound
ignorant. What game do we play? You get to edit. You can go back. And I think we were like, yeah, that's cool. Go with it. Cool. Who cares?
And you're like, but they're not going to explain. They don't get the information that they need. So we're like, fuck people not getting the information that they – who gives a shit?
Oh, my God. You know what? I'm gonna keep a recording device in my pocket to catch you guys the next time I say something obscure going, hey, could you give me more information? And I'll go, who cares? Who cares about information?
It doesn't matter what you think. Yeah, let's go rock on this, man.
Pat, your booping the other week really fucked you up, huh?
Yeah. Now I'm a homophobe.
You're like I have to have a girlfriend. Yeah. I have a girlfriend, not a partner. I have a girlfriend, a female woman.
I heard there was a continuation on the worst possible timeline, so we might need to check it out.
Dirty version?
Yeah, it's a crossover episode. Listen, people, write the fucking Instagram DMs that I will not read and let us know if I'm a cave person or if you find partner to be just not descriptive enough for a conversation. Let Bob know. All right. Let's go.
Oh, man. I'm excited for you to get some feedback. I'm just going to screenshot it and mail all the paper to you.
As long as you're not cherry picking, I'm fine with it. I don't mind being wrong. I just don't cherry pick.
I mean, you could sign into the Instagram, you weirdo, but you just don't.
No, I don't. All right. But what do we got to talk about hardcore today?
We've got a lot of stuff to talk about hardcore.
Wait, what's your ad, by the way? Pat, what's your ad? It's at Patrick Kenlin, right?
No.
People should follow for the best in comic book news.
Yes, that's true.
I mean, people can DM you directly and leave me and Bob out of it because, you know, we're the old woke guys, apparently, just because, you know, we go, I just got to say this.
I'm the only one who has children. So yes. I don't even know that Patrick's had sex with a female woman. I don't know.
That's true. No confirmation.
Or anybody.
No confirmation. That's right. I just don't know.
I mean, Bob has consummated his relationship
several times.
At least two, three, really.
You know.
Here's what I'm gonna say to you, fellas. Forget the woke comment. I admire you from one difficult person to another. I admire your commitment to being difficult.
Who's difficult?
I respect it. I'm here. I like it. Let's keep it moving.
Who's being difficult? I'm like the least difficult person. I mean, don't ask anybody.
I'll talk to being difficult. It's okay.
But I think we're all our own little version of difficult, but Pat's the most difficult.
Yeah, I'll accept that.
Pat's pretty difficult.
No doubt.
All right, guys, it sounds like we have a little thing to go. We're going to record for about an hour, but we spent like 22 minutes just jibber-jabbing about fucking partner language. So you guys are familiar with the TV program for true senior citizens, 60 Minutes?
Yes.
Okay. Pat, Andy did you Rooney. Really have to think about it?
I didn't understand the context for a second. I also haven't – I mean, what is this fucking television?
I know. Yeah, I know. Yo – I got a whole rant on television, but I'm going to save it. Not the band, the
What's
service.
What's wrong with Pat? I mean, you could rant on the band. What is wrong with Pat here? I don't really like his attitude.
Pat, you got a bad attitude about 60
yeah,
minutes.
My bad. Hold on.
Have you not watched fucking Andy Rooney?
Come on. Yeah, we're doing a Murphy Brown episode tomorrow. Come on. Let's go. Cosby show's next week.
Let me take a sip of water. I'm too hot right now. Let's go.
Damn.
All right. We were going to shoot for 60 questions in 60 minutes. So yeah, question a minute. I got a timer. We're going to try to get through. I think there might be some that we need less time. We're going to go back and forth between you guys. I'll pitch out the question. And what do you guys want? Do you want two buzzer stoppers per person for each of you to say, hey, extend the time if we need to go further into it? I don't think we're going to need to for a lot of them. But
I don't agree. I don't remember agreeing to a thing, but we're pressed for time. So I'm game for whatever we're doing.
We're not that pressed.
We're rushing out of here. All the listeners that are dedicating their time to us.
So we're going
to
do 1 minute per question, alternating who starts. So it'll start with Tom, and then you can obviously both answer these questions or go in on it. But then Patrick will start the next one, and when the timer's up, I'll go ding or something stupid. You know,
why do I feel like this is like Billy Madison?
It's a little bit like Billy Madison. Mm-hmm. All right. Are you guys – and it's just random hardcore related questions.
Sure.
All right. 60 minutes starting. Favorite current band to see live, Tom?
Favorite current band to see live? I still got to go for Mindforce. Mm. They're so much fun. Probably. I mean, there's so many. Yeah. There's so many. I'd go for Mindforce right now.
Patrick, favorite current band to see live?
This one might catch you unawares. The other night I was watching a newly posted Fiddlehead video, And I was really genuinely, now obviously I've played alongside them, so I've seen them and all that, but I didn't get an opportunity to watch. And I just sat there and watched on my phone in the airport. I mean, Pat is operating at a very high level right now, and the band is good. I like just like a very solid live act. And the response from people is bananas. There's a recency bias because I watched this video 12 hours ago, but good.
But they've definitely gotten better.
Yeah.
Spin had a thing that called them the best part-time rock band in the world.
Might be true.
Interesting. Okay.
Until the Sky Act.
Until the Sky Act. Give Us Dryers, the LP CD coming out in 2025. Is there a hardcore New York comedy crossover happening? Patrick, start us off.
Oh, yeah, I suppose there is. Ian Fidance, who has a very popular podcast, has hardcore people on it pretty often.
And he's just on Form of Passion with our buddy Ace.
Oh, no shit. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then yeah, there is. I've talked to Ian about this, that comedians don't seem to have other interests besides comedy, and it's because they dedicate themselves to that shit, you know, fully. So they often don't have other interests, but he does. And so yeah, at least in the small way that he'll be around, there is a crossover.
Tom, anything to add?
I mean, he actually moshes for bands.
It's true.
Whoa, that's real shit.
Yeah, legit.
Good for him. All right.
Huge Blacklisted fan.
Yeah, we knew that. All right.
Is he from Philly?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
He got mad when we dissed Philly at the live show. Didn't diss Philly. We were being silly. I love Philadelphia. You guys have excellent food. Like some of the best food in the country. Okay? There you go.
Great food team.
Enjoy.
Great.
Enjoy. All right, Tom, very few hardcore bands have ever had a 3-album stretch as good as Fiddlehead. True or false?
True. Yeah, I think for LPs, it's pretty difficult. Like, it's pretty hard to name 3 bands, and you know, bands that have had 3, not even great records, like very good records. And it's all the bands that we talk about all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are we calling Fiddlehead a hardcore band? Is this the conversation? Let's not do it. Let's not do it. Let's not do it. It's supposed to be a minute.
Or like in like alternative.
Yeah. Okay. Then,
like
yeah,
punk I'll give it to you. And like,
and I might give them a hardcore band too, depending on the conversation, but I don't know how deep we want to get. Moving on. Not getting pedantic.
A question for a conversation for another day. All right, Pat, you can field this one because it's very, there's 2 back to back that are very you. So we'll deal with both of them. This is just a comment, SDF greater than Drug Church PK Slacken. So you can just address that if you like. And the second one is SDF tour when?
Okay. Yes, greater than Drug Church. Is never slacking, just plotting. And probably no tour until we get some of these demos out. Some of the they're gonna serve as EPs, but they're demo recordings. So next year,
Tom, you're a Drug Church over Self Defense man, right?
Yeah, probably. I revisit the Drug Church material more.
Hell yeah. There you go. I just make memes about Self Defense, Drug Church.
Also acceptable.
Also acceptable. All right. Tom, 2001 was the best year for hardcore ever. True or false?
Ooh.
Tough to commit to.
I'm going to say yes.
Ooh, okay.
Just from my experience, I feel like if you go back and look at the records that came out in 2001, you're like, God damn. Like for like current day, like you can't be like 1988 was the best. Like you can do that too. But I think for like, if you look at those records that came out in 2001, like fucking Jane Doe and Give Blood and fucking Ill Blood, I think came out in 2001. Or like towards the end, or maybe beginning of 2002. I think 01 is I'm just going to say it to cause trouble, but I'll say yes.
Patrick.
I don't think I can commit to that. I'd really have to look into it. I'm not committing.
I'm not going to insert myself too much. I'm not going to commit. It's a very strong year.
It is.
I think there's some years that come after it that are strong too. And the take, which I'll stop. Ding. I think that in 2023, 2001 feels really far away. And some of those records might not resonate with the average showgoer as they would for people over 35, you know?
Right. And for people that are listening that are pulling their hair out, going wanting us to acknowledge kind of first wave of hardcore stuff, that stuff actually came out in over the course of like 4 years. You can't nail 1 year as being the year. You know what I mean?
There's some interesting conversations. 86 is really interesting. But that like 80, 81, 82, yeah. 83 is
it's
really
staggered. It's more staggered than people remember. Spread.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Exactly. So, all right. This is really good. I'm going back and forth. I have some questions. You guys are familiar with NGL.
Is that the one where people are like, tell me you have a crush on me and I won't know? Like that thing?
That kind of shit. Kind of, yeah. But NGL, the thing, will give, if nobody's putting their shit in there, they'll give shitty, just throw in like filler questions. So we didn't do NGL. We just do the Instagram question thing. But I also.
Is that not going to lie?
I think so.
Not going to lie.
But I just did a bunch of my own questions in here too. So I'm going toggling back and forth. Who's up? Patrick's up? Patrick's up. If there's 100 hardcore kids at a show in 2023, how many of them know Warzone?
1.5.
Whoa, 1 out of 100.
Yep.
Okay.
Tom. When we say know Warzone, I'm saying has heard a Warzone song, not heard the name Warzone.
No. Has heard Warzone and can maybe sing a song or.
The 0.5.
Wow. Tom?
I'm going to say like. Eight to 10.
Yeah, I was somewhere in that 10 to 15, maybe somewhere like that. Maybe less, yeah. It might be less, but you know. It's interesting. For the people out there who are not familiar with Warzone, they have their moments. You probably have seen their name. You maybe have seen their shirts. So New York hardcore through and through, but fits somewhere between AF and more melodic stuff, you know. They're not quite token. They're definitely not token entry.
No,
but they're, you know,
they're not as hard as New York hardcore would imply.
No, that's right.
That's fair.
That's 100% fair.
And I mean, not in a disrespectful way.
So, if you are somebody who likes more melodic stuff and have avoided Warzone, I'd encourage you. And if you just like New York hardcore and classic New York hardcore stuff or current iterations, give yourself a chance to listen to at least some of the Warzone. Don't forget The Struggle. Don't forget The Streets. It's such a great record. Tom.
Yes.
Now, this is a fun one. What's a band you love to microdose but rarely go to for the full meal? So a band you go to for a song, couple songs, but you find that you almost never listen to a whole album or listen to them more than just like that track or this track.
All right. I have one. The first name that popped in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean this in any disrespectful way.
No.
Nails.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I think a full record hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is what they're going for. And I think that's amazing. Oh. But like, you know, like I'll fucking, you know, every once in a while, I'll fucking put on wide open wound and just fucking want to hurt somebody. But I think, like, I don't know if I could sit, like, there's no activity, maybe working out, like, that you could listen to a 19, 20-minute Nails record. Because it's sonically hurtful.
Yeah, it's for the grinder man, not the hardcore man.
Yeah.
Patrick, your answer.
I'm looking at the music that I listen to with any regularity, and there's a lot of stuff that I could just cherry pick. Let's see, stuff that I rarely get through.
Shopify grows your business no matter how far or big you grow. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Whether you're selling your fans' next favorite shirt or an exclusive piece of podcast merch, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/income, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/income now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in.
You know what? I mean,
go.
Okay. Okay. Material.
Ding, ding, ding.
This is broad. District 9.
Yep. Okay.
Material like District 9 is remarkably fucking fun. You don't need to have that much fun at one time.
Okay.
Good. They have like 7 songs.
I know, but I'll just put on Payback and I'll be like, oh, it's pretty fucking good.
You know what I mean? Dude, I got to send you a video of me singing that.
No shit, really?
I sang that with Fahrenheit 451 at practice, and I realized, I was like, God damn, I know all these words.
I'll just put on Payback and then I'll be like, I'm good on District 9 for 2 weeks.
That's a great song, of course.
All right. We're going to Patrick.
Okay.
What do we got? Is H2O a good band? Were they ever? Are we due for an H2O essence?
I mean, wow. Brazil is nonstop with their H2O essence.
Come to Brazil.
The one record is a good record, no matter what anybody has to say about this band. I don't give a shit. What's the name of that record? It's good.
Which one? I feel like the first, like
the one, so the first one that the one that I would care about.
Water.
Faster in the World.
Faster in the World's the third LP. Yeah, that's
no. I do not like Fast. I mean, it's fine, but
you like the first
thicker
one.
Than water. Thicker than Water.
Thicker than Water. Ooh, the second one. Ooh.
Thicker than Water. Well, what? No, maybe not. Hold on.
Self-titled. The
self-titled.
The first one, like, you're covered in that fucking toes when it's
you record. Yeah. So the self-titled, no matter what anybody says, is
fucking good hardcore record.
Is a good hardcore record. No
and
debate.
It had more than just a minute. Like, I need to tell you, there was the Civ Set Your Goals record, and there was that H2O record that everyone liked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, they're still eating off that record.
Yeah.
100%. Okay. Tom.
Am I answering that?
No. Foundation?
Yeah.
Or Tsunami? It's a weird question.
That is a weird question.
Something about FYA set doesn't think so. I don't even know what the hell that means. Do you like Foundation more than Tsunami? I guess this person's question. That's a really weird comparison, or even like put to those two things together.
I guess you could say they're both.
That's like saying, do you like pickles or Dorito chips more?
I mean, I like both, actually.
Right.
But I'd probably go Doritos more than pickles.
Okay, so Foundation is Doritos.
Yeah.
Patrick, Foundation or Tsunami?
Tsunami doesn't have enough material for me to even have an opinion on this. Foundation.
Okay. Good. Weird question, people. I'm all right with it, though. I like that.
I mean, listen, no disrespect to Tsunami. I'm happy they're getting the love that they are. But, like, you know, it just needs some more songs before I have an opinion on this.
Mm. Patrick, what's your biggest regional blind spot?
Oh, there's a lot. I mean, I only caught up on the Southeast really in what, like the last 10 years. I was completely sleeping for fucking years and years. A lot still happens in places like Olympia that I am completely blind to. You know what I mean? Like, so the Pacific Northwest, I'm pretty big gap, but it's got to be the Midwest. Midwest is still like a, you know, I'm not aware of enough non-local stuff coming out of the Midwest at this time.
Tom, biggest regional blind spot.
We're talking about only the states, right?
We can do only the states. We all will admit to having international blind spot. There's some really good stuff, but like, please let us yell loud and from the mountain. I think some of the best hardcore that's going is in Europe right now.
Like, right. And it has been for a very long time.
Yep. But for us to and claim you, yeah. like we're aware or on top of all that, it's just not, that's, no, it's, we're not being honest. And we do what we can, but we're not infallible on that. But
I would say Midwest as well.
Good answers. Okay. Tom, what's the ceiling for military gun?
I mean, those songs are fucking super catchy. Could I see them on a fucking Post Malone arena tour? Yeah.
True.
Whether or not that sticks, I mean, I have no idea. But I can see, like, them doing, you know, like what, like a turnstile spot on like a bigger tour like that.
Yeah. Patrick.
I mean, the songs are catchy in such a way that I would hope that they get, sorry, everybody, sleazy industry term, syncs. You know what I mean? I would hope that they get placement in, do they still make CW teen dramas? Like, I would hope that they get those type of placements. There's no reason why not. I mean, for all that talk we had about Scowl the other day being industry plants and all that bullshit, like, yo, that music will appear in those places, and it's up to you if you think that's good or bad. But I think that the bands that are able to capitalize off of having things out in the world will do well for themselves, and Military Gun could certainly be one of them.
Can I make an editorial comment?
Sure. Yeah. You went so far over the minute, Patrick, but that's okay.
I've been like
filibustering. Yeah.
Yes, I filibuster. My one complaint about the Scowl Taco Bell commercial.
Okay.
Is that when it pops up on TV or on YouTube, they loop the fucking music, but they don't let Kat sing.
Oh, yeah, interesting.
No Kat vocals.
And I think that's like the fucking lyrics. The vocals are so catchy.
Yeah, that's stupid.
That's why you fucking bought the song, and they literally just loop it over again. I'm like, come on. I think I've seen it once where the vocals kick in. And so I have
do the vocals kick in ever? That's interesting.
I've seen it once.
I wonder, and this is some like true music industry bullshit, is did they get those bands to record those like little live and studio sessions to have a playable version of the song where they weren't having to get into ASCAP, et cetera, stuff.
Right. I wonder if the lyrics cost more.
If the vocals cost more, or the live version has the vocals and who knows? There's a lot of things. But here's what I would say. Who cares? It's a great question for that, but like, I don't want to get into the music business jargon of it. Okay, let's see. Let's talk more fun stuff. Who's up? Patrick's up?
Yeah.
Patrick's up. Patrick, this is a two-parter. What's the best condiment?
I'm a mustard guy.
Okay. What classic hardcore band would you say is the most like mustard?
Oh, I'm going to say Slapshot.
Okay. Interesting. Think about why that is while Tom answers. Tom, what do you consider the best condiment?
I'm a ketchup guy.
And what classic hardcore band would you say is the most like ketchup?
Most like ketchup. Oh, I was ready to get most like mustard. Most like ketchup. Mm-hmm. Sick of It All. It fits in a lot of different places.
And why is Slapshot like mustard?
Slapshot's a lot like mustard because it's got earthy tones and some bite.
Yeah, really grainy. Good. Okay. Tom, favorite New Age Records release?
I mean, it's got to be fucking Life, Love, Regret.
Patrick?
Tom, are the 7 inches on there?
Yes.
Then you,
Thirty-one G put out.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Uh huh.
Oh, so you might need to find something else, Patrick.
Yeah, hold on. I mean, the Outspoken, The Current was certainly a New Age release, right?
Circus 77 is on New Age, Pat, and / Full On Proverb was 31G.
Okay. So I would probably
point Outspoken, Chorus.
I mean, listen, some people are going to, we get some disrespect in some quarters for not talking about Turning Point the way that people our age typically talk about Turning Point. You know what I mean? So, to me, I just can't put them in the same category. They've got the Chorus record. Look,
about Redemption 87.
Yeah, the
Chorus record, Outspoken,
Kill Holiday.
New Age got some.
New Age got some hits, man.
Got some
hits.
No Undertow.
Oh, right. That's right.
Yeah. Damn. This is like an ongoing bit for longtime listeners that I talk about how much I like this Outspoken record, but haven't listened to it in 20 years. I'm going to continue.
Okay. Outspoken. Good. All right. I believe, so Tom answered that one first. So Patrick, what band needs a basketball jersey that didn't/never had one?
Oh, that's a great question. I mean, it just, as I said, that's a great question. It occurred to me how dumb this question is, but it's a great question. Okay. Well, I'm not as much a merch maven as some people, so I might not know who had one.
Give a band who you don't think had one, and you know, if we need to correct you, we'll correct you.
Okay. Does King Nine have one? I mean, it seems like a layup.
Oh, interesting. Tom?
They had baseball jerseys.
They did.
That's a great look, of course.
They were really good.
They were like Met colored.
They went into a lot of, there was a lot of work on those. Those were dope.
Those are really dope.
I believe there was some embroidery on it too. Yeah.
I believe so. On the sleeve, maybe?
Something. Yeah. Yeah. The K9, something. Yeah. So you're saying King Nine basketball jersey.
Seems natural.
All right. Tom, I'm going to give you at least 30 seconds here. What band never had a basketball jersey but needs one?
I would wear a Death Cab for Cutie basketball jersey.
Wow.
I didn't expect that.
Here's the one I want, though. I want the one like LeBron wore in high school.
Okay, the St. Vincent, St. Mary's.
But like not, you know how like some of the high schools and colleges have like the thick top that it's almost like you're wearing a shirt cut off.
I hate the tight sleeve jersey. Hate it.
I don't want the tank top look. I like the like big country look.
Okay. All right.
Brian Reed look.
You want That's a real. Death Cab for Cutie.
Brian Reed, big country. Yes.
Oh, wow. All right. I'm going to give my answer is that I think were there burn basketball jerseys? I don't think so. And I think they'd be pretty sick.
I would.
So, all right. Tom?
Yes.
Gel or Spy?
I mean, I lived in New Jersey for a long time, so I'm going to go Gel.
True. Patrick?
I've gone out with Gel, and Gel is really great. I've only seen Spy 1.5 times, but they were also great. I'll go with Gel because of the homies, but I could be convinced that Spy is it live. I'd be hard to say.
Yeah, both exquisite fast hardcore bands that I think apply to a lot of people. I think if you haven't heard them, you'd like them.
Night to Night, Gel delivers. I can say that.
Patrick, true or false? The new Fiddlehead sounds like late era Hot Water Music.
False. I haven't listened to the whole thing is out now, right? I think I've only heard the two singles.
Yeah.
The second single, Pat is doing a vocal thing that I can't nail. Tom, maybe you could, you've got like a little bit of indie rock knowledge. If you could listen to it, I don't know if he's borrowing a cadence from somebody that's like distinctly indie rock, but he's doing a cool thing with his voice. I don't remember
what the single is, but yeah, I'm happy to.
Everybody, Chris, formerly of The World Is, that recorded this? Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. This is a man I respect, good engineer. I don't love what was done with Pat's vocals on this recording.
I think this is the best he sounded.
Well, that's what's interesting is that there's people that I've talked to about this that had exactly that viewpoint.
Well, that's why it's
no, keep going. This is a good one.
I think we're losing. I think he. I don't know if he's not dry enough or what's going on, but I'm losing
the gruff.
I'm losing dictation. You know what I mean? Like I'm having a hard time with some of his lyrics.
And I don't understand anything he's saying.
I think there's some intentionality in that. I don't know that I'd say it's purely production, but
maybe.
I want to sit with it more on that.
I'm also
impossible to get Pat under a minute.
Yeah, it is impossible. All right, so what was the question? Hot Water Music? No, but I'm not offended by this comparison.
Tom,
I could see that. Like, this is like the latter day Hot Water Music, where everyone's like, "Why doesn't he sound like he's drinking fucking razors like he used to?" Like, I think that like this is the cleaner version of, you know, Forever and Counting or whatever. Like when those two dudes had like the gruffest voices, and then they all of a sudden all learned how to sing. I think. On this for sure. And there's a part I was listening to today, like he sounds exactly like Fugazi era Ian MacKay.
Oh, there's probably intentionality to that. Yeah. I liked this question because it, I don't know that I'd say true or false. I don't think so, but I think there's some energy there in terms of Fiddlehead is to the 2023 hardcore audience. A lot of ways what Hot Water Music was to, not all, but some of the like early aughts, late 90s hardcore audience. You know,
sure.
There's some real interesting resonance. And we will at some point go through like what adjacent was in the before times, in, you know, the late 90s, in the mid 90s. There was, you know, the way we can't quite like Farside. Is Farside a hardcore band? Is Game No? Is Farside a pop punk band? Not really. Is Texas the Reason a hardcore band? No. Are they an indie band? Are they a post-hardcore band? Yes, but they're not post-hardcore the way Quicksand is. It's like a lot of these things just were kind of the same way that we're using this make-believe term, that, them. So it's fun. Tom.
Yes.
Agree or disagree? Mm-hmm. We'll get to this. Pat said skateboarding is dumb once, and he's wrong and a coward.
I mean, I agree 100%.
Yeah.
Pat is a coward. 1,000% a coward.
Is skateboarding dumb?
No, I think it's rad as shit. I wish I could do it, but I think it's dope. I mean, growing up around it in the city and stuff like that, and it being like it went alongside hardcore and punk and rap and everything. I thought it was a great,
All right, Patrick. Pat said skateboarding is dumb once, and he's wrong and a coward, but I should continue. I won't cherry pick this. Pat is dumb once, said skateboarding is dumb once, and he's wrong and a coward, and I love him. So that's the next caveat. Do you stand by your words?
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah. But confirmed coward for anybody that's like, you know, if somebody's hiding in your house, Bob, maybe your girl does this where she'll jump out from around a corner, a little fun, you know? I jump back like a scared cat and go, hoo, hoo, hoo. That is not the behavior of a brave man.
So, I don't know. Well, you know what? I think that's startle reflex.
I mean, listen,
who have that, who are definitely head crusher level strong and fighters, but will, if you startle them, it's like, you know, I almost to the point where I don't know if you guys do. Well, this is a unique thing. So I don't know if you've seen, if you have small crews working on construction sites or on houses now, I think it's morphing. Like if you go to a big construction site in the city, there's probably still boom boxes out. Mm. But in suburbia, a lot of times when people are working on houses, there's an awful lot of AirPods and noise canceling headphones. When safe, you know what I mean? There's certain things you can't do with headphones on, but, you know, stuff at my house, a lot of headphones. So it's the kind of thing where you walk around and you're like banging on things to make sure people know you're walking in the room so you don't get the startle. So, you know, you might be a coward, but I wouldn't give you a coward coat for your startle reflex.
Thank you. I stand on skateboarding.
Skateboarding's cool. Wish I was better. Wish I was better when I was younger. I was able to go really fast, but doing tricks and shit just never appealed to me. I looked at it as a mode of transportation. I don't want to flip a car. Why do I want to flip a skateboard?
Well said.
Patrick, Gorilla Biscuits start today or Embrace, self-titled?
Oh, Embrace.
Is it easy for you?
Oh, yeah, it's easy. I loved that record as a kid. Loved it. Like passionately loved it. And then it doesn't age well for a time, or you've maxed it out. And then when you revisit it, like years later, you go, oh, no, it still hits.
You know, it's Tom, great. Gorilla Biscuits start today or the Embrace LP?
That's very tough, but I'm going to go start today. I don't think there's many records in my entire life that I've listened to as much as I've listened to Start Today.
Yeah. So this question came to me out of our Start Today or Out of Step conversation. Like, I think this should be seen more as a compliment towards Start Today than a commentary that it's lesser than in any way. Like,
right. That's a tough conversation. It's pretty fucking...
It's a wild, wild accomplishment. Shout out to Start Today. Shout out to Start Today. The Embrace record is... We should just do some... We're going to do... you guys remember the candy Gushers?
Yes.
Patrick, are you familiar with Gushers?
I am.
We're going to do episodes called Gushers where we just can gush about some shit. Because there's stuff that we really like, and it's fun to just go in and go, wow, this thing's awesome. Here's why. So, this person said, Tom, what's more important, the live show or having tracks?
I'm going to say live show, because I know there's a lot of bands that are like legendary, that are legendary off a live set that like even their biggest fans couldn't name you three songs.
Patrick?
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, eventually all of our bodies are going to decay, and maybe these songs.
The sun devours earth.
Yeah. You keep using partner.
It seems hard to imagine. You know what I mean? So.
Well, the thing is the
hurricanes and fucking and earthquakes going on in LA right now. So, I mean,
yeah, it's not
Eric Wilson said partner too loud and shit just got wild.
It's not a topic for our podcast, but like it's getting the way that people discuss things is making it impossible to tell what's real. I saw somebody describe what's happening in Los Angeles as a climate catastrophe, but it's like, what if I don't know, I'm not there. Right. But like, if it's 2 inches of rain that do not result in flooding or landslides or like real like death.
My reflection.
Like how is that? It can't be a climate catastrophe, right? We got to be more precise with our language. Anyway. Yeah, I don't know.
What was even the question?
I don't know. That's why.
Live show or having tracks, Patrick?
Oh, okay. For myself,
wow.
It's got to be tracks because tracks are what might exist post your death.
Yeah.
This is a psychology test for Pat?
Yeah.
It's a track. I'm going tracks, but that's just because I think up until – here's what I want to say, honestly. Live show is so fucking important to hardcore. Like it's so fucking important. It's so good. And when you don't go to – I went to a show for the first time in a while the other day. It was very cool. Hadn't seen Drop Dead in 15 years. Not one of my favorite bands. A band I think is really good. Their LP that came out a couple years ago, maybe like a fantastic record, like really good. Low key, that last Drop Dead LP, I think it came out in 2020, is an awesome hardcore record.
Pat's a super fan. Couldn't name three songs.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Although, live they put on. I want to say live they put on. They were in a church hall, and they sounded good, and they were tight. Singer was saying cool shit. Like, shout out to Drop Dead. So live show is so important to me. It's probably tracks because I have a more weirdly personal connection. I value the weirdo personal connection of listening to some shit by yourself more than the straight up amazing experience of a live show. And that's on me.
Tom, I listened to Drop Dead. I don't know if it's called self-title. It's I've got it listed as 1990. I've got it listed as 1998. I listened to Drop Dead self-titled and Larm campaign for Musical Destruction. Like, and I enjoyed every second. Could not hum a bar of the hour.
What's your favorite lyric? You're like,
the hour that I listened to. But this is what sounds. I did the other day when I was walking around. I listened to, I guess this is Larm. I guess it's the full, I don't know. But, Larm. So both of these bands.
Larm.
Yeah, I don't say like
that.
Maybe
the new partner girlfriend there. For you.
But these are two bands that their discography is so fractured to me, I can't make sense of it, right? And I just put on records at random and go, all right, let's rock. but it doesn't mean that I could hum anything. You know what I mean?
Right. You're like, this is cool.
Yeah.
All right. Ready? Who's up? I think it's Patrick. Yes. Tour you'd like to see most?
Oh.
Make it two bands, make it three bands, whatever you want.
Yeah. Okay. Let's start with the headliner. I think Drain is an incredibly powerful headliner for hardcore right now for this reason. Not just because they've got a draw, not just because they're a good band, but because they are heavy without being like nobody's getting their nose broken. And that means it's a perfect headliner to put basically any type of hardcore as support. Right. So under that, I would put maybe something like that I love, you know what I mean? Like Bitter End or something like that, that has riffs that could hang, that deserves a spot because at this point they're like legacy and still good. Put them right there. Under that, you put something that also has riffs, but isn't, but is current right now. What would I put there? I would have put something like Akulu. I don't know how much Akulu is playing anymore, but give me somebody. Oh, Fugitive. Okay.
Yo, so your tour would be Drain, Bitter End, Fugitive. That's a banger. Good job.
Yeah, I mean, that, I don't know. Maybe there'd be some fights on who plays where. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Yeah, something like that to me is just like perfect vibe hardcore. You know what I mean?
All right.
Perfect.
Tom, you have a minute and 30 seconds to now go for yours.
Fuck.
Tour you'd like to say.
Yeah, no, it's pretty tough. Even though they don't tour, how about I'd like to see an Incendiary Touche tour.
Oh, that's fun. Oh, that's fun.
That'd be cool.
You could do a
like
really,
very divergent bands and
yeah,
like
yeah, you could do a really interesting opener on that too, I think.
Yeah, maybe Military Gun. How about that? Military Gun, Touche, Incendiary. Wow. Whoever you could do Clash of the Titan style,
yeah.
Different headliner every night. How's that?
That's a fun one. Good job. I like both those answers. Both of you came strong on that question. Thank you. Tom, do you have an acceptable limit of pop punk in your hardcore?
Yeah, I think it's like probably like 20% pop punk, 80% hardcore.
Okay. So when it starts hitting the like 35, 40%, you start tapping out.
Yeah. I mean, like Lifetime's like one of my favorite bands ever.
Yep.
And they're a fucking pop punk band for a lot of it.
That's a good,
but they have mosh ports.
Yeah. And how much, what's the pop punk ratio on Lifetime?
I would say like 25-75 at the most.
Yes. And it's the fast parts that maybe save them, pull them through.
Yeah. Or like the fucking like the dun 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 dun, like they have like, you know, like
they're
GB 7 seconds mosh parts.
They pull through these 90s, like when they slow it down, you can really feel the 90s in there, but they try to blast through it. It's interesting. Patrick, what is your threshold? What is your outstretched limits of pop punk in your hardcore?
3%.
Okay.
Three?
No, I'm teasing. it just can't tip over, of course. So like, I'm sure there's bands. Yo, where do we put that Blood Red record, Tom? You got to be familiar with that. Ooh, one. Is that just melodic hardcore? Because to me, it's like melodic hardcore and pop punk obviously are kissing cousins in some respect, no matter what anybody wants to say. But like, I could listen to material of that type all day, every day.
I feel like they're like melodic hardcore, like they're not pop punk though.
No, but here's they're Long Island hardcore, right?
Yes.
It's like Long Island Iced Tea, right? It's its own thing, which to me is sort of like Long Island hardcore is like this is just rounded numbers, and some are a little more, some a little less. Like 65 to 70% hardcore, between 10 and 15% post-hardcore, and then whatever's left over is pop punk. And there's varying levels of melody in there because you can take that and apply it. Crime and Stereo, maybe on their earlier material, turn up the pop punk just a touch. As they go later,
earlier material, I'd say 49% versus later material, which might go to 30, even though it probably gets labeled pop punk more.
And then you think about a current band like Koyo. Maybe turn up the pop punk is a little higher on that. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like it's pretty pop punk, but they've got this post hardcore, maybe emo if you want to throw that weird term in there. But like, there's a lot. They do something. They pull. I think the Lime Twister is the post-hardcore influence in Long Island hardcore that makes it sort of hard to pin it down and say, oh, this is just – okay, good example. The band Set Your
Set Your Goals.
Set Your Goals. That's pop-punk hardcore, 60-40. You pick which side is 60 and which side is 40. To me, it's 60% pop-punk. There's no post-hardcore in there. Long Island hardcore – there's just this post-hardcore element that kind of throws the balance a little wonky, you know?
There's enough Mind Over Matter in there that offsets the more poppy stuff. Pat, what would you consider Taking Back Sunday?
I think if you're being incredibly charitable, then it's post-punk or post-hardcore influenced pop-punk. That's not even me hedging. I think that's accurate. You know what I mean?
I didn't catch it.
Sorry,
you can say it again because you went starstruck on us.
I think it's your guys' connection. So,
yeah, just both of us who live nowhere near each other have shitty connections. But
you know what? You both live in the Northeast. Maybe that place is cursed. It's a dump.
Maybe you're in the Outback and you fucking need to plug your fucking your computer in.
His partner won't let him get better Wi-Fi.
I was saying
it's against their lesbian traditions.
I was saying
he can't get any wifi.
I was saying. you know what? Wi-Fi originated here in Australia. How's that for a fact? We just can't do it well. So I was saying Taking Back Sunday is post-hardcore influenced pop punk.
I think that's, as you also said, the most generous charitable thing. There might be some people who would say it's post-hardcore. I don't think
you could call it straight post-hardcore.
I don't think so either.
No, but it's not pop punk either. Although they played that Long Island backyard show at Chris Smith from Backtrack's house, and it looked like if you were like, yeah, that's like Hatebreed playing. If you didn't know if you didn't listen to what was happening, if it was on mute, people were losing their goddamn minds.
Yeah. Also, everybody, we're not disparaging Long Island with this. I actually think it's good that
I love Long Island.
Yeah, I know you do, but
I'm fascinated by it, even if I don't love all of the Long Island hardcore. It's one of the most regionally specific.
That's what I'm saying.
Sounds that's awesome. Like generational, generational. So it's cool.
It's from Billy Joel all the way down.
Yeah.
What is it? I'd rather
live laugh, with the, laugh, die with the saints.
Laugh with sinners the sinners
have much fun.
Yeah, laugh with the sinners than die with the saints.
The saints and sinners have much more fun.
All right, we're leaving it there. Billy Joel, congrats, Long Island. You rock.